Chaos Theory, a supernatural story, written by Somnolent Blue and read by Calicaria. 5 times Gabriel could have cared about a Winchester. Mary Winchester. Once upon a time, Gabriel had had an older brother. Those bonds had dissolved eons ago, but he still considered it his sacred duty to interfere with the plans of his elders, especially if they resulted in the destruction of his playground. Finding someone who'd call him on his bullshit and threaten him with stakes when he asked her to elope was just a bonus. John Winchester. Everyone, once in a while, if a story was twisted enough to catch his interest, Gabriel dispensed rewards in the course of meeting out justice. John Winchester was an asshole, but the upstart demon who killed his wife needed squashing before it got ideas above its station. Personally, he thought that the bright red bow on How to Kill Demons, translated from the Enochian by John Dee, revised and corrected by Gabriel Angelus, was the perfect touch. The Winchester brothers. They felt like home. The echoes of Michael and Lucifer in their blood calling out to him. So Gabriel followed the Winchesters as they traveled. A waitress here, a meter maid there, and once in New Jersey, a gas station attendant who felt up the Impala. By the time they figured it out, he'd learned enough that he could worm his way out of immediate attempted murder and into their good graces. After Cold Oaks, when he showed a crossroad demon the importance of fine print, impossible to take grace when one is contracted for soul, Dean would forgive him for anything, excepting damage to Sam or to the Impala, and Sam was willing to roll his eyes and ignore their occasional passenger and his off-key singing. Sam Winchester. Gabriel hadn't meant to break his toy so completely. So, when he reset reality, he reset Sam, too. He didn't see the point of rewarding stubborn stupidity, but he could sympathize with helpless fraternal devotion. His collection of Paradise Lost editions kept growing, even though he hated it. On Wednesday, he let the Winchesters catch him, and then he struck a deal with Sam over Dean's protests. Regular offerings of artisanal chocolates as tributes, in exchange for one pocket reality with unlimited research time. Dean Winchester. Gabriel had heard of Alistair's latest protege, the demon who saved his imagination for the most malignant of hell's denizens. He thought this code of ethics might complement his own, so he resurrected its body and stole its soul. In exchange, Dean's feral loyalty was his unto the end of the world. The end.